What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show here with friend of the show, my man Dante Jackson, Grambling State in the building, GSU in the building. What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Anytime, brother. Hey, man, let me ask you, but first of all, congrats on your extension, my brother. That's always important, and it's been getting them extensions, man. So how did it make you feel, my brother, when they said, hey, we're going to sign you up a little bit more, my guy?
I mean, it makes you feel good, man, because, you know, it's always the other side. So, you know, you definitely don't want to be on the other side of the ball game. But, you know, man, it's great, man. You know, just a lot of credit to the hard work that, you know, myself, the coaches, the players, you know, support staff, everybody put in. And, you know, just, you know, trying to make sure we keep building this program to be basically one of the best HBCU programs in the country.
You're definitely doing there, Brother Dante. And, man, I can't believe you've been there 6 years already, brother. Can you keep it's for that for you, too, man?
Man, that's crazy, man. Sometimes I gotta, you know, kind of just kind of guess recap, you know, and think about the guys, man, that came through, and it's just different, you know. As long as I've been anywhere as a head coach, you know, I was 4 years at Central, 3 years at Stillman, and now, you know, just got 6 years under my belt here. So, you know, time is rolling, man. Time is flying. I guess they say when you're having fun, time flies.
No doubt. What I thought, Brother Dante, man, I watched from afar. You built this thing the right way, and you have a system. You know what you're looking for. You know how you're going to do things. I feel like by you being a head coach, your third head coaching job, man, you already know what you're going to do, not going to do, and you've moved on up, man. So I feel like, you know, how you do it, man. You have your system in place, how you're going to do things. I feel like that helps, too, and guys know where you've been. You've been a winner.
I appreciate that. I mean, you know, I pride myself on that, man. You know, as a player, you know, I won basketball games. As an assistant coach, you know, we won. Well, how can I say? As a player, we won basketball games and championships. As an assistant coach, we won basketball and championships. And as a head coach, we won basketball games and championships. So, you know, I pride myself on winning, man. You know, it's tough, you know, in this business because It's hard, man. It's not an easy business. You know, you're depending on 18 to 23-year-olds to do right and act right and, you know, trying to get them the right leadership, the right mentorship to help them grow in the process. So, you know, it's bigger than basketball for us. But, you know, it's been great to win the games here. It's been great to be looked at as a winner. But my thing is we graduate 95% of our guys, man. So that's the most important part for me. You know, guys come in this program, whether it's 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, they gonna walk away with a degree.
Yeah, put on, Dante, that's what's important, because when you see that groundbreaking state, basically on what this school has meant to nationally, HBCUs, what it's done nationally, and the things that it's done for winning, when you have that groundbreaking degree, someone's gonna look at you a little harder. Oh, you went to Grambling. That's a historic university, historic place. Talk about just have that the name value and the brand value of Grambling for a young man with a degree or whatever it is, it takes a sustain so far.
I tell people all the time, you know, this, you know, our alums are some of the best in the country. You know, I put our alums up against any alumni base in the country. And just to be totally honest, yeah, you know, I had a guy, you know, some of my players and left off, and as soon as they walk in places, they see Grambling, they hire. You know, it's no ifs, no ands, no buts. But because, you know, there's just a lot of history behind this name, and it's just this name of Grambling means a lot. And, you know, the people that walked this campus before us and a lot of leadership that came, and, you know, man, you got to carry it on your shoulders, and you got to make sure you represent the right way.
No doubt. It's very unique. Like I told some people before, told people off the air before, like, you have Rust and Louisiana Tech down the street. You all with Grambling over here. And it's just such a cool environment for you all, that college environment you all have, you all have that partnership down with those guys, man. So let's talk about that community that you all have right there, with Ruston and Grambling, how it's fun for the kids who come down there.
It's great. And, you know, just in the community, it's just a phenomenal community, man. Just to have Ruston and Grambling and the kids intermingling on campus, off campus, on Ruston, on La Tech campus, on our campus. And that's even to the fact that, you know, our coaching staff's getting together with La Tech coaching staffs and growing. You know, to be totally honest, hey, my former top assistant is the top assistant at La Tech now, just because of the relationships that was built over the time, because just our proximity with the coaching staff. So it's just great. You know, it's a great environment, great place to be. You know, like I always tell our guys, man, if you really want to work on being the best basketball player, being the best person you can be, this is a great location, because at the end of the day, it's not a lot of things to do, but it's a lot of things you can do for yourself to grow.
No doubt. That's what I like about a lot of school, like Grambling. Like, you, it's about work. It's not about fun and play. And like I said, I'll be honest, I was messed up, Dante. On all days of Tennessee State, I was back home in Atlanta in the AUC. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie about that. On off days, I was back home in Atlanta at the AUC chilling. But can't do that in Grambling. You got to be that, put in the work all the time. That's why I say I could have been better, but I want to go hang out too down there. So, but Grambling, it ain't what you're gonna do. You're gonna be there to work, get education, and be a better person and a better craft. Just get your work on you. Because I feel like we go to a place like Grambling House, not secluded, but it's little, not much to do. You can really grow more than what, you know, going to a city per se, than, you know, I did, unfortunately.
Hey, listen, man, that AUC is a little different, you know? Being right there on the south side of Atlanta, man, it's a little different. It's definitely a little different than being here in Grambling.
You got that right, my good brother. And let me ask you this, man. You went on that trip to Puerto Rico, man, got some good experience for your guys. So talk about that, good getting to see your, get a look at your guys, kind of see what you have, and then you use this time before November to kind of adjust and recalibrate what you want to do as you're heading in the fall practice here.
It was actually great, incredible experience. And it was an incredible experience basketball-wise. It was my first time doing a foreign tour, and, you know, my coaching staff first time, actually first time for Grambling State University doing a foreign tour in general. But it was just great, because you got a chance to watch those guys build different type of bonds and relationships earlier than later. So, you know, they getting a chance to be on the beach, they getting a chance to run around and you go paddleboard, and they getting a chance to, you know, zip line, they getting a chance to ATV and do different things, and just building a chemistry without at times being forced, or, you know, you putting them in the room and making them know each other, or they're getting to know each other on a total different bond being over there. And then, you know, just to go out there and play some games and kind of have I had an idea of what we had, but to be able to see where we can get better at, you know, what guys can really do under pressure, where guys can perform at, and, you know, just sometime what buttons I might have to push to get somebody else to be able to be their best player.
No doubt. It was cool out Puerto Rico, fans, listeners. You don't need a passport for Puerto Rico. It's U.S. territory. So you don't have to worry about no passports, all that kind of stuff. It's U.S. territory. You can go over there easy.
Easy, definitely. And that was one of the things that we looked at, because we were looking at going to the Bahamas and playing one year, but it was so much, you know, trying to get these passports together in such a short period of time. And coming off of COVID, passports ain't like they used to be. You know, you might take a little time to get a passport, between 3 to 4 months. And if you know, with us recruiting kids and getting them on campus and trying to get these guys together, the last thing you're trying to do is worry about a passport. I'm like, man, I know you got an ID. We're going to be all right with just that ID.
You got there right. And so let's kind of ask you this, man. Who are some guys in Puerto Rico who stood out for you that you're looking forward to some big things for you this year, man?
Well, you know, listen, Jordan Smith played absolutely incredible in Puerto Rico. Had some really big games for us. One game was about 26 to 12 points. And Jordan Smith also was, you know, to me, he would have been player of the tournament if he didn't get hurt in the swag championship game. So you turn around and you look at him, he was all tournament, didn't play in the championship game, played two games, still made all tournament. And I just look at George Smith, he's going to be an integral part of what we do. And then it was just great to see Kentavious Dozier, a kid that we put a lot of effort in and recruiting, and top 20 JUCO player to, you know, he could have picked a lot of schools throughout the country, decided to come to Grambling just because of relationships with the coaches and relationships with his coaching staff. And I give Coach Tarver at Gadsden State a lot of credit, man, because, you know, he definitely helped us out a lot with recruiting him. But he got out there, averaged over 20 points a game. He led junior college in scoring. So it translated right to us, which I figured it would, because, you know, hey, kid's a bucket. It is what it is. And, you know, we had Tremichael Bowden play really well, and then Jalen Johnson and John Akun. I mean, just two big guys that really played well. So I'm really happy about our team. I'm looking forward to seeing how we can put it all together and keep growing.
No doubt. And the main thing is staying healthy. And
yes.
And to talk about those workouts, man, in the summertime, about, especially in Louisiana, man, it's similar heat to Atlanta, but not quite. But you're getting out there, you're getting stronger. And talk about how important it is to have a strength coach where you can get these guys really, really prepared for that fall and spring semester grind that's coming up starting November 6th.
Listen, it's highly important. You know, we were out here, you know, Coach Andy had our guys going from the moment they walked on campus, June 26th, he was ready. He got everybody physicals, got everybody, you know, sickle cell test and all the right stuff to do. And from that point on, we were rolling. Coach Andy had them guys two times a day getting things done, you know, lifting, you know, running, conditioning. We were doing individual workouts, got to some team workouts, and it was just great to see those guys grinding. And the thing that I liked about it was great to see them grinding and them grinding, pushing each other in a positive manner. So, like, that's that, you know, because sometimes you can get a little people who get a little frustrated and want to have a whole bunch of woofing contests, but sometimes it ain't about woofing, baby. It's about just putting the work in. And that was just the good thing about this group. They was putting the work in, and I was proud of them on that end of it.
And I'll say this is so, you said it's so important, but Dante, two of my 4 years at Tennessee State, my best season were the teams where we push each other. No, the teams where we had to have coaching to effort and energy. It was like we was in the gym on our own. It wasn't like we was, you know, getting pushed by Coach Si. It wasn't like that. It was like we was actually on our own. Dude. So I feel like I already self-assessed, because, I mean, I know how 2 years of when we didn't do that stuff, we had bad years. So yeah, your guys are pushing each other already, man. You got coaching energy and effort, man. You already ahead of the game.
But that's the one thing I always tell them, man. Player-led teams win. You know, if you got to worry about the coach leading you, then it's going to be a tough situation. But when the player's going to lead, you know, it is what it is. You know, I use an example of, like, Cam Christian. You know, he led us in taking charges last year. And, you know, we went out there and, you know, one day a guy didn't take a charge. Well, the whole team going to take charges then. Because if the best player ain't going to take them, ain't nobody going to take them. And that's, you know, everybody got to sacrifice for the good of winning. So if you want to win, everybody sacrifice.
No doubt. And them little things like the charges, those free throw blockouts, those 50-50 balls hustling on the floor, man, all those little things matter. Setting a proper screen, not passing screen away lazily. You know, all those small details that I don't think sometimes young guys realize, like, man, you do, they really affect winning. And it might not look on the scoreboard right away, but it affected something. We could have did something better and got an extra basket or better shot. Could have won a game if you lose a close game.
And we always talk about multiple efforts. You know, if you only want to give one effort, then you're going to come out of the game. If you're willing to give multiple efforts, you can stay in the game. And I'm a firm believer. Like I tell guys, you know, everybody, you know, I got a lot of inner city guys from all over, you know, whether they from Louisiana or Texas, we try to hit that hard, or they from the Midwest. I'm from Milwaukee, so I got a Midwest, you know, connections throughout the country. But I'm just like, hey, man, everybody from the city, everybody say they tough, but the tough people do the tough things. Like, it's tough to take a charge. It's tough to dive on the floor. It's tough to go get an offensive rebound. It's tough to go box out. It's tough to be told sometimes your job ain't to score, it's the screen, and get him the ball so he gonna score. But guess what? If he get two people on him, he gonna drop it off to you so you can score. But those are the tough plays that, you know, at times we got to go make, because winners find a way to win.
You got there right. Winning takes everybody. And I think it's great you do that, because I feel like that too, Coach Don Jackson, like, I remember in high school, we had that problem where when nobody's roles were really defined.
Yeah.
They were understood. Yeah. I feel like when you define them roles early, you a screener, you a 3-and-D guy, you in the corner. I think that it puts everybody on those for the whole team. Hey, it's what you're going to do. So that way, hold them accountable to their role even. Your role is just not that.
Listen, it's about being a star in your role, you know, because at the end of the day, you got to be a star in your role. It's not about how many points you score, because I really believe when you're on a talented team, you're going to have to sacrifice points. But you're going to have your days where points will be there. But at the end of the day, you have to be a star in your role. So if your role is to defend and hit open threes, well, you defend and hit open threes, because one day we might need you to hit 5-6 of the open ones. But it might be a day that you're just going to defend and might only have to hit two or make the extra pass because another person wide open for a three. So it's just that, you know, being able to sacrifice, being able to understand that at the end of the day, we all got to be accountable to one another. And that's the biggest part of this picture, to be able to be a winner.
Now, Brother Dante, I know this is hard for you guys in the swag for scheduling, especially after y'all beat some Power Five last year. So how was it being when you went over 20 games and dudes not want to play you this year, trying to get the schedule together, my brother?
Hey, we was out in August scheduling games out in August. I'm like, man, I ain't never took this long to schedule a game. But it is what it is. Yeah, it's a compliment to the program on one end of it. The tough part of it is we're not playing a lot of regional games because a lot of people know about the situation we got going on. So now we got to go, you know, far, far away just to have a game. Like, we playing Washington State. Like, sheesh, Washington State? But, hey, it is what it is. You know, we got to go up there, figure it out, and kind of just go make the best of it.
No doubt, brother. But little brother Dante, man, having the show, my brother. Good to see you at Lake Point as well. And I'll be cheering for you as always, brother. And I hope to see you in Birmingham raising that title, man, going to the big dance, my brother.
Hey, listen, you know, that's one of my things. You know, I done came, you know, we'd have been at Grambling 6 seasons, and I feel like we accomplished a lot, but we haven't accomplished that. So, mission still not complete.
Hey, it'll be a good – hey, that'll be your gift to you, man. That's my birthday, my brother. So, you got to get – win that title. My God, man. Be fun to get your boy away, your boy, man.
No doubt, hey, I can handle that.
No doubt. Hey, brother. Good to see you and talk to you. As always, my brother.
Always. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I see you, man.
Take care.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.